The obvious challenge over here is you give me 10 blocks to say halacha shiran, it's going to be a little challenging. I just want to. So if you look in halacha, basically it's from Teklam and Aleph to Tzav Men, which is 10 from one. There's an amount of areas of cover. One of just maybe general points in the world of in the Rishonim, in the world of the Gita. So there's a Mechazah Rishonim over here in Dr. Ezra Manal. What exactly is the Mitzvah in the Torah? What exactly is the Mitzvah in the Rabbanim of? So we know that the Mitzvah that we have a Lacha of the Gita, and we have with Pir, and the Gemara says a better search Shir Vatel. What exactly is the expectation for the person? Midaraisha, what is included to do, what is included to do Mirabanan. So one of the rules says that Midaraisha, you have an option, really you have an option of Bitha work with Midaraisha, like the Moor's Master, his Rice Magamor, the Bitha works Midaraisha. So the Rice all the person has to do is the Bitha, he has no more for you to do it at all, because Bitha, he's done with it. You have a second option, which is Bitha. That if you don't do Bittul, so the option you have, you give Mivara Chomets, a simple, there's a Mitzvah Bira Chomets. The question is, where does the Lacha of the Gita come in? In other words, the Mitzvah is Bira, either you remove the Chomets, either you destroy the Chomets that you have, that you know that you have, through Bira, that's one option, or you do it through Bittul, whatever Bittul is. So that's actually the Lacha of the Gita come in. So that's the story of the Mitzvah, that for God came along and said, since these are the chemists that you expect to find chemists in them, so your fear of dear chemists by your Bayamor is machayev you that you drive you to not just to be aware of what you know about, but to find chemists. So you have a fear of the Bedika and then dear. The Rishivas in his introduction to Hefes Bedika, he has in Hekla Manara, so of Shemlin that he says, the reason why this would be so, since it's a double mitzvah, we are spending to buy us, since he uses Kol HaShana. You find this concept, actually he tells us into the law of looking for, checking vegetables for insects, but to learn, it's double mitzvah, so you're to say, I can't say, I didn't know about it, so what do you want from me? That's part of the chiyuv. He does point out that calls him on in a case where that's not so, if a person was not aware of it, it's called the Nisafik, the Alma, you're not over there at all. So in a case where there's no expectation to find, even if there was something there, you're not, it's not that you're over there at Beshregeg, you're not over there at Bechlal, you're not aware there's any chomets there, you're not completely aware there's any chomets there. It's not a place where you expect to find a chomets there, even if there was chomets there, you're not over anything at all. It's not even a Beshregeg, but it's a Nisafik, the Alma. So therefore we have to differentiate in a lot of to places where you're completely avoided, because it'd be normal to find chomets there. In the cases where you're not, it's not expected to find chomets there, and there's no fear that therefore to do even bedika. Why stir up a hornet's nest if there's no fear to do anything over there? The Ram says in the Rashi we have the option. The other option is without doing anything to act brittle. And how does brittle work? It's also machlokes. But the Bittul works because it's hefker, and since if you're master, it's you're not over the day of chomets because you don't own it to me, so if I was having chomets which belongs to you, it doesn't belong to me, I was master. That's one option how to understand that. The difficulty with understanding that it's hefker is there's a lot of hefker needs to be done, the Gemara says, in front of Gimel, so in front of two people. Over here you're not doing it in front of two people. As a matter of fact, that Rikud Bittul seems to be something that even believe. You can't do Nasa without prayer. So how exactly does the Sefer, it's difficult to understand that. So the Ram says that the idea is it's when the person develops in his mind an attitude towards this comment that it's worthless to him, it's not significant to him, and he's not retaining it in his mind as something which is going to function as edible for chomets. That act of being mevatel the libei, of the attitude should be, it should be duplicate after the hour, created that it's considered like after the hour in the Gabi the Din of Chometz, you're not everybody Arayi Moshe. This Arayi Moshe is maintaining Chometz for the purpose of using it, etc. And he's not, he's not maintaining Chometz, he was not Chometz, it's not maintained for usage, its function is to just to be dirt. So by him, that's not the issue. The more says we don't rely on Dita alone, which the Chayat should be sufficient, because it's very Shem Yavol Ochle. That's Mechaz over here in Bateh and Aleph. Rashi says you have to do Bedika, because you shouldn't ever, no, you shouldn't ever buy your brain. Mechaz says, the Mechaz says later on, that since you need Bittul, and Bittul is sufficient, so why do you need Bedika? It says the Bedika is Shem Yavol Ochle. You shouldn't come to Yavol Ochle. That's going to create some interesting shilas, in a case where there is no potential by the way Motze. It's Peruvian, the Marshal. So Peruvian, I mean, they're the Batli. So they're Peruvian, you are master them, but if you learn the set of the means ideas, that you maintain it like offer by you, so the Peruvian and the Bayis are like offer, so not everybody by the way Motze, but the potential of sending a little offway still might exist. The person might find one, by mistake, and I eat it. So do I have a problem taking the sefer to the table? And I'm a cool to bear with my shvirim. So most person said, I'm going to bear with the shvirim, because whatever is with the room, if you're asking something, you're not having a significant piece of promise in your sefer, you have a crumb. So nobody will very much an issue, right? So, and the guy said, I don't want to use Chometz, so I should bring it to the table. But I'm going to be very good. I said, I want to bring it to the table. I should bring the table in such a way that it's not, so I can put it away from the food. I can put it on a towel. I can do something, keep it away. But if he's come along and says no, that you bring the food to the table, because the chashash is you might bring it to the table, and the food to the is to prevent you from getting a little awkward, but the Messiah will do the bedikah on those type of things also. The only issue he has, you only put it called your slaughter, is you put him behind the machutsu. And he used to actually, because he used to would put a sheet, cut a hole to slaughter him, and he would be better at catching up the slaughter which he used on Pesach. And that was the only thing that he would use on Pesach was those slaughter. Just as an aside, there's a mice once that should bring a red, but the folks should bring a red, but the Chazanish, one of the slaughter that the Chazanish had cleaned out was the she was better than the slaughter, and he was looking at it, so he told me, the Chazanish took your safe and said, to look at your safer on Pesach. He says, that's what I said. He missed it the whole year. That's why he was willing to look at it for me and Pesach. That was the two in a row this time. Okay. So it's kind of like this. He says, the child basically doesn't know much, so you have a problem. Tells me something in the locker, if I did something which would prevent me from coming to them, so that's the good of my future, right? That would be sufficient for that. That's the Chazon Yishishita. Most person hope there's no good of my future for that. Okay, just a pier in the middle about, we just want to talk about that, and then we'll go to some of the halachas of Maisa. How big is a pier which is Medela, which is, how big is the shear which is Medela Bethel, and how big is it that it's not Medela Bethel? So the shear is not the Zayas. Most persons say that the shear is a basic we give. I don't know if they use an extra in America, they use a Cheerio. The size of a Cheerio enough is already considered costume enough that it's not an ever bottle. And that's what you'll be looking for when you're doing Bedikas Chometz. You're looking for something the size of a Cheerio enough. Anything smaller than a Cheerio, you have no fear of the Bedikas, wherever you burn, there's no Bedikas on it. And there's all been beer on it, so you're looking around and you find the masher, you're not looking for the wicked saying, is that a chometz masher or not a chometz masher? That's not what you're looking for. When you're looking for doing the deepest chometz, you need the chometz for something the size of cherry or not. That's what it's kosher. Okay. That's the hagdama. Again, I think the amount of information which is here is a little overwhelming. So Prison Khur is trying to get some basic points of view. Prison Khur would be dead at any place that he would believe it's possible that he was Machus Chomets. And this is sort of the case of the Marseille. Sometimes he's still Chomets. Normally that it's possible that the Shamash went there with his sandwich over there. That's a sort of something which was common enough that you would be dead. It means even if you bear it over there, you use a place even there as a roy, a person might potentially use there were Chomets one time. It's already considered doesn't go to the answer. So that's a possible thing. He says, I'm telling you, I never saw any head in your comments there, it doesn't make a difference because in Islam, it's very possible you went there and you could person, you know, said, I'm telling you, I never saw comments there. And I said, no, there is comments there. That's the nature of people. The Shekhan Akharaf points out that even if you say Badika, the sin of Badika and Deer is the Raisa, that's only a Makam which is Rogel. But this idea that the Shamash maybe something happened, that's clearly the Rabbanan. In other words, this, like I said before, that either Isa, the Chiyuv is beer, or something in place where Chomash is Motsi, such either Isa, that's your Chiyuv, can be Breda, can be Mavar. Something which is not even Motsi over there, this is possible. So that's only the Rabbanan in the Chomash Makai, but he can such a case. And Shabir points out that a place where Tinnik, if you have a house, you have children, any place where children could reach is considered nothing but Shemek Nishim B'chomets. For those of you who are parents, whether you understand exactly what we're talking about. A person can create a policy in his house. They could say, you know, after the age of the children are no longer toddlers running all over the place when you can control them, that this room, no comes allowed in this room, whatever it is, and that's what he does, and they maintain the policy, then you're not going to be better in that room.
There's no
potential
maybe one kid wants to
play. Yeah, it's true. Once you get to the point where the kid, you don't have any children, there's a possibility of doing that.
Okay, you don't have a
chance
that maybe
you did. You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance.
You have actually
that
really
care what
everything is saying.
So, you're coming in and
listen
to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
not
interested.
You have to start talking about
what you're doing. No. Right.
The same way with the
Shabbat,
the
Kodesh,
where
he
came to the
Shabbat,
and
required him to bring it. Actually, the other way around, there's a policy with that for not to bring it. Okay. So again, because of the fear that you bear with all the Kodesh of the Mishkan, so the form is struck in, a place which you, which is very small, you're not worth a Tashmish, that you're not going to be there. Shulchan Aruch Rav and prints it out. But if you have a tunic there again, so then you can't rely on that, because a tunic can put anything anywhere. I guess you call it a cute story. One of my favorite was a brisker, so he's got it to the board. So he says, okay, this is nothing, you know, but there's some places you can mock them, that the kids get anywhere, etc. There's now that one of the kids got a container of saltines. And before he was professional, he decided, you know, whatever he was in Kasha life of a kid, he went to every single drawer in the house and put one saltine in every single drawer in the whole house. So now he's looking for the verdict every single drawer of the whole house, because he did it. Okay. He sat and got off 4 o'clock in the morning and there was a leaky just collapsed on the floor. Okay, what about the person has a fetch or the person has an outside where you have a place where it's outside, so a place where the person gets it, so what he says, we're not looking the birds we get to it in Amakud the Vedic. However, there's mutations and shifters in that. One said it's only if you're not aware that there's comments there, you're not looking to be better because the same Khashas is coming there, so the same Shemora says the Stamas, they took care of it. And there's a Yosemite which says, and only that, but not only is that not true, the chazak of Orvin coming and birds coming and taking it is so strong that you're allowed to put chomets there, relying on the fact that they'll take care of it. It says, if, however, you look out there, the Shah Shishas, and you see some problems, so you should take care of them. If the Chatos is not going to happen, so you have to have a lot of problems before this money issue, and you should do a full hefker, with no intention to be disaster in it after Pesach. So it means that you have, you want to put something down on the street, so they have garbage pickup, and the garbage is there for Pesach, it's after Shah Shishas. So you could tell if you leave Thomas out there and be totally knocker, that's okay. The one issue you do have is you can't have a Thomas in your property. You have to take it off of your property. You shouldn't have it in your garbage can either. If you want to own the garbage can, so you have it in your, you shouldn't have it in your garbage can. So the person could put the bags out or be knocked and you knock through it.
Can
you
have your
phone
up
to the place? Yeah, you can.
You're
just saying,
eat it?
The cigarette is not a problem. Right. It's not on the property. You take it off the property. Or whatever is considered, legally is considered your property. Right. I'm not sure what the legal status of the shul on is. There's another special idea of, okay, so you have to go with, what about it? So the more business idea of, if my power is still on, it's considered to move here. My idea is if it's not acceptable, therefore it's considered to move here. We don't have, we're not usually dealing with the Makos of Mapolis, is that we have such a situation, we have problems which fell under a freezer. It fell under a very heavy bookcase, something like that. You're not moving that bookcase. Some problems over there. For us, has the status of Timavur. It's not for you to move the bookcase in order to get to the problems which is there. So, in that situation, you have no fear to do Bidika and beer, and what you do is in that situation would be bittul. If you have the same thing would be true under your refrigerator, and the same thing true under the free, if these are things that you never move, if the things that you do move, so then already, so if something you do move, then you're free to move it and check, or, you know, check over there and see if something is there. The reason why you live in a place is because it's a mokum which is not accessible. But the fact that you move it, you do move it and makes it accessible.
So you've never moved it before, or maybe you move it once a year?
For all these things, even if you move it once, you can't call it a place that's inaccessible. It's on the cuter side of the Mapolis. And then 1 year, it was in Munchie to Pesach, and there at Pesach, you know, there was another unit built in this lot, and there was a house in the lot, and many people commonly do, they knock down the house and they build a new house on the lot. So at Pesach, I see this bulldozer in the house, and the guy has nothing better to do at Pesach than this house, than have the house being bulldozed, and I stopped what he was doing. He was using Napa Mapolis onto the, he went to the beach on the house, because he was using Napa Mapolis, he was bulldozing the house. I think Napa Mapolis on the Chomets, he bought a house, he bought it with a key of all of the Chomets that's in there. So this way he got rid of all the Chomets problems with Napa Mapolis. Okay. It was an iron ball. I had a Northern iron ball. The deep has to be done, or it has to be done, or in there. It has to be done on an air. What about a flashlight? The Shmuel says you do with a wax candle. Most persons say nowadays that using a flashlight is acceptable, because you can use a flashlight. What is interesting with Shiloh is the Gemara says that you can't use a candle beyond the curve shrug material element. The power of the candle is not as strong, it's weakened due to the light which is around it. It shines brighter in the dark. So, am I mistaken of whether I'm using a candle or using a flashlight? Am I mistaken of what should I do with regards to the electric light which is in the room? In other words, that's not considered like a mirror, it's whatever it is, right? So, it's, you know, the light doesn't get into the kind of stocking. So, which one are you supposed to do? So, it's because it's tasting. And the final chakra is the thing that says that it's no problem, you can leave the lights on. It's only the air of the young, which is very strong, which has that impact. This light will not have an impact, and you can leave it on. There's others that say you should turn it off, and so there's no clear track on that. Either one is good. Either way you do it, you have what to be saying, okay? The other person is the Rebellic before Pesach, that is before the night of the Buddhist Hermit, she's going away, she's recruited the better beforehand. So that is, that you have got to use merit. If you're first as the Buddha, you don't make a blocker. But it also would mean that from that point in time, after you do the Buddha, you have to be careful not to bring the Hermit into that place. Otherwise you have negated the effect of your Buddha. It also would mean that you can't eat before the Buddha, etc. But all apply. That night you're doing your Buddha, you're leaving your house on the good days, so the night before you do a Buddha, all the lachas of Buddha would apply, except for the fact you don't make a bracha. So the person is the grab is left in the shami that a person can the kharfila did the dukkha before your dollar. There's a I'm doing your dollar, I want to be part of the dukkha with Gimel. I want to be part of the dukkha with Gimel by night, and I'll finish it off the rest in your dollar by night. And I'm afraid to lose everything for your dollar. So the guy means a life in Shalmi, and the Shabbat brings us down, that you could do the Bika on all of your Gimel, or, you know, all of your days, whatever it be, because at that point happens, you can't bring any comments into that place. And you cannot say a bracha. So you say, bring from the Fakyasa, the Fakyasa says, I don't understand how you're going to do this, you're being after the bracha. So Shabbat says that, and Shekhan Akhurav says, therefore, the HO would be to leave over at least one room that you weren't invited. So you could do some of the Bidika earlier, and then leave everything for the last night. But the Maisha, you're not being after the Bracha, because you're going to have to say the Bracha on that one room that you left over. This Allah only applies by night. You cannot say, okay, well, the afternoon of the 13th, so I'll hop around and do some Bidika now, so I want to do some tonight. It's only if it's done with all the lachas of Bidika, with the Oren Ner, etc., then you're allowed to do it beforehand. Yeah. The Chazal that never said it's in the Chazal to be buried, and they're not going to bracha for that purpose, so you're doing after the bracha. It's not that you're doing after the bracha. I understand the solicitor. Okay. The person was there earlier. So this reminds us that once again, the people use this for, the Shabbat talks about it. Part of the Buddha in Halakha is pockets where the person might put comments in, suitcases, different things that the person has a few Buddha on. But then the Shabbat says that the Shas, you macabre them, you clean them out, you do a Bidika there, and you have to check them again a second time to Shas the Bidika, as long as you didn't use that shirt, pants, jacket, coat, attached to it again. So that's criterious of the size for the detail. The sifter goes going through all of the pockets of the whole of the house. So you want to do the pockets earlier, so you can do it to the rooms. You know, you want to do the pockets earlier. That's acceptable.
That could be also.
It's interesting. The smallest of the shabbos that over there you don't need, since it's not. It seems to be, since it's not a mukam of bias itself. So that's the opposite. Let's say I'm going with the yomtiv, and I come to somebody's house and I'm saying I have no. I only have the ability to use my pockets and my suitcase. You don't have a bracha in pockets or a suitcase. There's a rare Makai you can make a bracha on someone you can have a mokum that you own. So the hepak also, the case of kula, you can do it before you do the bdika lab doctor the lila.
With washing
the pants,
do you have to
be
go
to the
because
you make it not with a feeler, with a decision.
Well,
it sounds
like I
washed,
I hope it gets
washed
out
of the dish,
not
out of
the
feeler. What else do you have? Well, they're washed out, but it's in the pocket, it's not there, because it's set in the pocket. Becoming not with a feeler, it's happy using a decision, I guess, is the alignment. The first person does the detail, the more says you have to see the cleaning beforehand. That the goal of is this, that the cleaning is, its function is to facilitate the bedika. So it's not spring cleaning. It's very easy that when you come to do the bedika, it should be a function of the bedika. You're busy with this, all these different burdens that you can't find the chametz. The goal is not to find all the chametz, the goal is to clean out this point. When you do the bedika, you're able to find the chametz. You're supposed to even though even say you're doing this cleaning, and but you can't, you have the same bedukah, it doesn't help. This is not the bedukah of our near such which was our Messiah. You have to do a full fledged bedukah afterwards, which means that really you have to do a full bedukah in every single spot. There's a shahar shul over here which says that the belt is fairly nako on the bedukah. You know, they're not checking every car and every static and checking every spot, you know. You know, people most of the bedikas from it takes them an hour tops. You know, a person would do a full-fledged bedika on his house, like the way it goes through. You know, so you open up the cabinet, you know, you check behind every single thing, and then it takes quite some time. So that's the shot. So the Shartula says that, that since we get a key beforehand, so that's what people are able to do a bedika derech habor ba'alma without a secret hate. She said in the case of the Muskus and the people, since the Maisha, the Kibud, the Pharaoh has learned this, but through the process of Kibud, you've made this a Makam Shemathish and Makamish. If you've cleaned out these places and, you know, and set aside now, you clean all your cabinets, okay, you might have a sign, Kamish, the Pesach, you know, cleaned, or something like that, you know, so now you know this place is a place which has been cleaned, so it's not a Makam Shemathish and Makamish anymore. So, even though it was Mishim Makamish earlier, you've he either made a Muslim Islam, she either sold it up and you take a quick and peek and go to the next thing. That's the language that he's saying. It's a little bit of a limud schus more than it is, because it passes the shear for when it gets mitzvah to be Muslim Islam, so the more says it's from 30 days to 4 Pesach. 30 days to 4 Pesach already is the shear. Is this a Muslim of Chometz or not a Muslim of Chometz? And we can mitzvah to Muslim of Chometz. See, now you must keep it to the Bibliothek, you can't do Kibbutz. So you're going to move over here. So what if I'm going to do Kibbutz? Right? So, if you a person to clean a room 3 days before 3 days before Pesach, and he started Pesach cleaning before Purim, and knock off that room and put a sign, clean for Pesach, do not enter, etc. And if I'm you would not be able to go to that room he could do. Because started 3 days before Pesach, there was no, it was mikvah to be a non-commons room. Um just to add one more thing, to your package, and there's a car also, there was a block on the car. With a block. So you had a car, you think it would be better for a car, the car is definitely not in submission to comments, but it's not a bias that there's a few that can make a block. All the person, he travels to Rimwars and comes over there, and all he has that he does is his car, right? He doesn't make a block on the car.
Get out of the problem of it being very tedious, do it with a candle at night earlier, and then leave the
little bit
on the last one.
Of course, you could do that. You have to do that. If you don't want to, if you're worried about the tedious, I'm not saying you should get out of it. Because the Yaakov brings over here just to tell you, please send me the Tayak, the send me the Shalmi. To clean up the whole house. That's my letter to Sofam that the Rosh is referring to. And therefore a person should be careful not to say that Nusuch. So the Sofam HaKarav says, he puts it down, and he says that on the Ikei Adin, it's also to say it. But the person comes up with a crazy chumra, so I say, what are you making this tircha for me? So, depending on whatever Ikei Adin is, so you cannot insult it by saying, there's a song, which you shouldn't sing that song. There's one person we have, but the girls are singing it. The business should be done all the diet. Every diet means it should be done, the Bala Moore says, when it's first, that's a problem. The Moore says, all means diet means when it's night time. The Moore says, that's not what the word means. So the Moore says, you want to say lesson with a clean, tall, beautiful, etc. The Moore says, checker. She says, it can't mean kitchen. It has to mean that. But it means to tell you that you're supposed to be buried to kill a saliva when there's still some oil left in the sky. Okay? So it means that, it means the most of it means Kharishik, but it means the Kharishik which also has some oil left in it, so that the Thibadika starts immediately to kill a saliva. Now this plays out in Halacha in the following way. Maisha Parash Badika's comments is Gurabana, right, let's say. If you realize this, the Gemara says that since you're supposed to be better, said you might forget, so the problem is that you can't get involved in learning beforehand, you can't get involved in eating beforehand, you can't get involved in doing other things which might make you forget. Whatever person started already, he's in the clue to start. So the Gemara in Sukkah says that general issue was with the girl who's talking about the Gabi Zin of Dalar Minim. The person is not supposed to eat before he takes his Dalar Minim. So Gabi Shakris, and they didn't have a Dalar Minim, and he's you can't sit down and eat until you take a dollar in it. If he started, since it's a Mishra Doraisa, you will clear to be Mafsik. You have to interrupt your meal and take a dollar in it. But Mishra Doraisa, you do not need to be Mafsik. Once you're not allowed to start the meal, but if you start the meal, you're not Mishra Doraisa. But the Lachlan says, and since over here, the Mishra is not, and you'll take care of it after you finish your meal. But over here, since the Chatzil Hazman is right now, even though it's a Derabanan, even though you started the meal, you're Mechir Tzim Nasser, because now is his man. It's not his man sometime later on tonight. His man is right now, but Tzilas Halayla. So you're Mechir Tzim to Rop and go to the Bedika, but Tzilas Halayla. The reason why they said that, because they didn't want the person getting involved in something else and then forget it. Not because you need oil. Oil is just a way to tell me that we want you to do it as early on as possible. That creates a conflict between the Dika and Nara. So what we do when you so we have a cloud of Tadis and the Tadis Kaidim. So Nara should take precedence over the Dika. On the other hand, the Dika is supposed to be done preferably the Tzilas HaLaila, So the Shavuot comes out, you say, instead of all the Tzivos HaLayim, we picture in our minds, Tzivos HaKavim means it's totally pitch dark and there's no oil, there's no oil left. That's not true. There's not the Bikur starts really by Tzivos HaKavim, there is some oil left for Tzivos HaKavim. The Rambam again points out, and I think we gave this here about the Meshitas and Shkia and Seish and Benish Moshes, that the Seish Kachavim, the Seish Korah Kachavim, the Lord says in Amazon, there's no light left in the sky. That's much later. Seish Kachavim is much later than Seish Kachavim. The Halacha says three stars come out, medium-sized stars, which are near each other in the sky, that's called Seish Kachavim. Then, you know, we grew up nowadays with not seeing stars because of the light pollution. You live in a place where there's a rural area, there's no light pollution, there's thousands of stars out there. You don't see them because the light blocks them. But so three stars is not clearly not. So the things are called Shadar and Marv Betsiver, Mr. Brewer says, like Nuratisha for Hubbin, and they do a B'dika Miyad, had everything set up beforehand, so you should never send your B'dika right away, and you were still doing your B'dika, but still a saliva, and you wouldn't have any problem. And Mr. Gill says, the Shekhanah Harav adds, that the reason why we prefer to do this is we're afraid if we don't do this, we'll end up without people without any skill of achiever, because seeing everything together again after the Badika is quite challenging. Yeah. You know, I call correctly in the more is not so much on that shot at the end, right? What? I understand, but when the Mishnah says or, it's not referring to that. So, the air of the Kachavim is called air, but the night is not called air. I mean, that's two issues. I said, well, this is saying that you should do the Bidika on the night time when it's still air. That's why it's after stressing air. We talk about it more. Yeah, there's still air out. Yeah. Mr. Gill says, if you have an option of having somebody else who davens later or earlier doing it, you should make them do the Bidika for you. You daven by the Zman, he'll start. If you have an option to do that, you do that. Let's say, if the real, the grain which the women would start the Bidika, he would wait for the let my soul to daven Maariv. You start with the Bidika, and later on you mash it and you daven Maariv. Right. Before the Bidika, the person in the food, so what is also to do before the Bidika? So a person can't eat. So it means Shimadam is Mithr. Shimadam means up to a today of Pash is considered Shimadam. Perush is considered up to a today of Mazenus. Perush is Mithr. Up to a today of Mazenus is Mithr. So if he doesn't take a snack, he just can't eat. When it comes to Mamma Dukha itself, a person shouldn't say, now he shouldn't be sitting down to a snack. Now it's his mind to do it, you should be doing it. You can't go to sleep. The person comes back to work and says he has a few minutes to the Bidika and he wants to take a nap. So So it's 1.5 hours before, you cannot do that unless you would make a shema to remind, to wake you. Learning Torah. So if there's a shift with around, we have established shear, so that's enough for this man covering over the one passage that we're not in the back of the shear. The Tark argues. And we come out, at least the Tark said beforehand, it's mutter. Otherwise, it starts to be learning beforehand. And even a person shouldn't do. But a person, even that was a matter of this year, you should be refrain from purple. Because purple is ninja. Okay. We just stop in the middle. That becomes his mind. Unless it's clear that we're gonna stop. The mishnah of Koch Amiro. She said Koch Amiro, you have to put in some language to understand. He says at least with the mess of you have to put in language to understand. The Shem points out, you're going to send every single word to send each for one of what you're saying, that you'll be master of the chomets, you rest it up in the other. If I think you send a language you understand, the person said English, or I used to say in Yiddish, for the people who understood Yiddish, say, the Shabir says, the Mishra of the Ramah was, the Barta Ta'afadah, he asked that you should say Hefker. You should add in the word Hefker.
He's
going to start seeing things that the most of the time say is it telling Hefter? And they answer the kashrut from Hefter from Gimel by saying that someone's a Midrabanan, Midrash, you don't have to from Gimel, they go, answer the kashrut. I'm not sure why they have that's a better mishif. The Rashi of the term of Rambam did not mention Hefter. So the bar comes along, it's a telling the focus. Okay, you should have said it both directions, so the night said it, then you should say it. The mile of the difference become Hefker, who comes out, is that sort of something you mean it? He's saying that you really love his comments and you love the people's comments. He says that it's Hefker. So it's a very, your attitude, when you've been told in your mind is considered it's worthless, it's not true. So if you go with the Mahalach of Hefker, right, that would solve that problem. Okay. Cover the line, you have a problem. The person is going out of town. So he's not going to be staying in this house of Tosa. I don't know. So can a person use the Eishah of selling his house, or selling the house to a girl, and therefore not being approved to develop it? Or, theoretically, a person is saying that he's going to sell off one of his rooms to the guy where he keeps his comments, he's selling out that room to the guy. So he's going to see if he buys that room or not. The Shabbat comes out at the end of Tafon Avod, the guy in prison with the rooms he's trying to sell to the guy. He gives this, the Makarach Amit Adam, so you have to buy the kids, since at the night of that sale only affected Yudal by day. So it comes now Yudal the night before, it still belongs to you. Give it to your Bedeka. The Bedeka in the Chief of Yudalam, he says you're not going to be better than that case, since you're trying to sell tomorrow, that will be your Tashkusu. You're selling it out to hold them to the day. You're being minashes it from your rishus. Says, you've accrued to get rid of all your comments. That's not true. I mean, after the beating, you put comments off to the side and you eat it. What happens? You weren't better than you were in the virus. It depends. As long as you know about it and you have a plan how to deal with it by tomorrow, you're going to finish eating it and burn it. That's okay. So my plan is to give this to the boy. So that's also okay. So he also, you're not going to do Bedika. And he brings from Eishel Abroma also, it says, the truth from himself, Eishel Abroma, the Hakel. From himself and the Eishel Abroma does say that it's the Hakel. And that is the meaning he says that the room which is selling out to the guy, you do not do Bedika on. And he should speak out that you're giving him the room also, not just the home which is there. He comes out the Maisa, even though you shouldn't reverse the Biyad HaMekilin, a person who says Biyad HaMekilin is sharper order to say. It's better to do that in Yom HaMekilin. So I don't think I'd go one step further. So I'm selling out, I'm not going to do the Bechlau, so I'll just sell the whole apartment. And I'll sell it in Yom HaMekilin. Right? So when it comes to where you're going, it's not owned by me. So I sold out my whole house to the guys and I'm afraid to write it. So you think that works. Again, you have a problem, you're going to see yourself in Mr. Baduka. So Mr. Bruce says that those over there would be against the celebrants have one room, you better come room. Before you leave, you better come room. And the rest of you can sell, you're not going to see yourself in Mr. Baduka. And you can do that. Now, when does the Shah have to be valid? Be found. The same with the Torah, on where you're valid, you said the Shah has to be Yom Gimel. So if I'm leaving on your days, the Chayyim says you have to bring it out. Right? What do you mean afterwards? No. Yeah. It's not something that can do with the whole Yom-Kiv. You really can't sell it. It's not your house. What that's for sure, some men? I understand, but you have a problem with Zelda. What that's for sure, some men? So it seems to be the person seems to say the equalist man of the Bedeka is Lelu Dalit. The answer to the Bedeka earlier was just the Yeltsin and Mitzvah for Lelu Dalit. This is going to come to Lelu Dalit. It's not going to be Yad Yisrael. So therefore you're selling the Gimel, it's even good even in your days. So that you're not Mechiv Dalit. Because when it comes to Zman, because Zman of Bedeka, it's not going to be beyond yourself. Vice versa, Christians renting an apartment for Pesach. People are asking each other, people go to their car for Pesach. Then the food is better to rent it, isn't it? The deal is coming, if the comments doesn't belong to you, you have no doubt to become an apartment. the same level of offer you still have. So you include the Daedic in order to, there shouldn't be any problem in something like that. You can't, so the more talks about the case of the Sefer and the Master, you assume that the Sefer had it in his Rishus Le'yu Dalet. She was Daedic. It's just about it. I try hard to believe this. It's just about it when you buy an apartment, buy a hotel room. So a person arrives in Erev Pesach to his hotel room, and when he arrives, he should do bedikah when he gets there. When he gets there, and there you... No, you wouldn't say bracha. What? Yes, they're very... Okay, fine. You say, but you know... because a bedikah is only a similar little offer because it doesn't belong to you. It's not after the seven, you don't make a bracha. We're having the next thing is the most popular case of a person found chametz per Pesach or afterwards. So is this that similar luck over there? After Pesach, it was also by Rabbi Metz anymore. The only thing is you might come to eat it. There's no din the bracha, even though you person forgot to make a bedikah. So he has to feed to make a bedikah and it keeps going even after Pesach because for the chametz of a little Pesach you don't make a bracha on that bedikah. If you find a chametz lack of Pesach in the virus, you don't make a bracha on that bedikah.
That we do, that doesn't
include
the house.
You
will
go about it, rather than the
company itself.
Yes, that's right.
Then
again, if you do some special appeal. Yes, correct. You're going to show the better play with God, you took the end of God, and do that, yes. That's not sure. Okay, I think I've covered very sufficiently everything there is to cover. But the pillar is showing that. Okay.